Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God which we will consider today is recorded in the Epistle to the Hebrews in the 9th chapter. There we read verses 27 and 28 in Jesus' name. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed, occasionally, we might hear someone say, or we ourselves might say, I'm going to do this or that once and for all. Maybe we say those words before we start to clean the garage or begin to prepare our taxes or to sort out our closets. I'm going to do this once and for all. Often that has to do with things we don't care to do and have put off doing. Perhaps it's something we don't plan to repeat, at least for a very long time. I'll do this once and for all. The little word once is prominent and important in the words before us today. Again, we read, and as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. Something that happens just once for all of us is death. Unless our Lord returns for judgment day beforehand, each one of us will die someday. And when that happens, a death certificate will likely be produced and signed by a medical professional listing the cause of our death, if that can be known. And while there are many things which cause a person to die, be it an accident or an illness, an injury, God's word informs us of the main reason that any person dies. The wages of sin is death, it says in Scripture. The soul that sins, it shall die. We were created by God to live here in a perfect world with no aging or epidemics or violence or war or murder. But when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in Eden, that perfection was permanently disrupted. Adam and Eve both died eventually, and so did their children. And so will all of us one day. It's a circumstance over which you and I have no final control, and though we try to forget about it and delay it as much as we can't avoid it. Death is always feared, it's always sad, and it's always serious because judgment accompanies death. Then God's verdict is rendered with the soul going either to heaven with him or to hell apart from him forever, to be followed to either place on the last day when the physical body is raised up from where it rests. God's word says nothing about the theory of reincarnation, the opinion of many, that at death our soul enters another body or another life form and then lives life all over again, a process repeated countless times, perhaps, until the person finally gets it right and is able to break out of the circle of pain and sorrow in which we are trapped here. But our text says, death is appointed to happen only once, but to all who live. With that in mind, our Lord Jesus was sacrificed for sin, accepting in full its awful wages on our behalf and doing this just once. He died once on the cross, once for all. Those who served as high priests through the centuries of the Old Testament would probably have been content to make their sacrifices in the temple only one time. But in fact, those sacrifices had to be repeated over and over again as they shed the blood of certain animals. This was the system put in place to point the people ahead to the death of Jesus that would take place, as we know, on a day we call Good Friday. But in and of themselves, the writer of Hebrews says, those sacrifices offered day after day, year after year, can never take away sins. By contrast, the sacrifice Jesus made of himself on the cross was enough, sufficient to pay in full the wages of sin and to satisfy God's judgment over us. By that one awful death on Golgotha, the sins of all people, yours and mine, were wiped away, and the punishment that hung over us was canceled. And because Jesus rose again from the dead on Easter morning, just as he said he would, we are able now to announce and to hear for ourselves the new verdict that our sins are forgiven, all of them forgiven by God. Jesus' single perfect sacrifice was sufficient to make up for all of our sins. His death on the cross, his perfect life for us, it covers all our innumerable wrongs. You and I have a once and for all Savior. There is another once for all mentioned here in our reading. It's for us to notice and prepare and for us to anticipate. We read on again, Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. When our Lord Jesus comes back, on the last day, a day that is unknown to any of us, he won't deal again with sin or sacrifice himself for sin again. Of course, he will address on that day the sin of unbelievers. His words spoken to those who have hated him, who have ignored his word, who've renounced his sacrifice on the cross will be cold and terrible to hear. I never knew you. Depart from me. But for those who find joy and relief and peace in his gospel of forgiveness and have been eagerly looking for him and waiting for him, our Lord's return on the last day will bring the complete joy of salvation from sin and everlasting life. So the Apostle John wrote, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And long before those words, the prophet Isaiah foretold of Jesus' coming and his final appearance, saying of him, "He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken." In that day, in that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." And so all thanks and praise to Jesus Christ, our great and perfect high priest, who has made for each one of us the once and for all sacrifice for sin by his own life, his death, and his resurrection, opening the door to heaven for all who believe in him. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks as we consider and think about the day of our death. that you graciously provide us as we face that day, your Savior, Son, Jesus. Grant us always faith in his once and for all sacrifice for our sins on the cross, that we may remain at peace, having the forgiveness of our sins and the assurance of eternal life in heaven with you. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Now we please rise as we sing hymn 308. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Done.